Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 80.
Thank you for joining me today, and we're on the topic of fear, and not how to get it, but how to get away from it, and how fear has to go in the mighty name of Jesus. And you need to declare that over your life, over your business, where you work, over your family, over your children, over your spouse. You say, I will not fear in Jesus' name, because I have not my faith, but the faith of Almighty God inside of me. I've quoted this scripture many, many times, but I'm going to read it today, talking about Psalm 23 and verse 4 and 5. That tells us this, from David. And he can relate to a whole lot of things that maybe we can. He was just a laborer, even though his dad was really, really rich and his brothers were ahead of him and they worked real hard, went off to fight the Philistines and a guy named Goliath. He had a whole lot of experiences of being with God and being with those sheep night and day, night and day. A diligent worker, I would say. And so he wrote these words in Psalm 23, verse 4 and 5. He said, though I walk through the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. What a promise of God. And there's so much in those two verses. Because a lot of people, they have this erroneous idea. Well, I guess I'm never going to have a problem again. I'm saved. I'm home isolated, insulated. And the devil can't touch me, so nah. And then a problem hit, boom. Or sickness invades, boom. Financial struggles happen, and they don't know how to go through it because they think that God has already done it all, so I have to do nothing. Well, you can't go to the cross. And more likely, you're not going to rise yourself from the dead. No. That happened with Jesus, not you. But there are things that you can do. And we're doing them right now, reading the Word of God, assuring yourself with the Word of God, sharing your thoughts and even sometimes your failures with a close friend, a Bible friend, that'll then share with you the Word of God and then pray for you. And you pray. But on top of that, besides reading and praying, there is praising. Rejoicing, praising God. And there is power in the praise. And we never want to forget that. We never, ever want to forget that. There is power in the praises of the lips of His people. And so, yes, I'm going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Have you ever been there? I bet every single one that is listening right now, paying attention right now, is saying, oh, yeah, that's where I am. That's my address. And the deal is this. He said he walked through it. He didn't stay there. And a lot of people, you've nested. You've got yourself comfortable. Yes, I'm in the valley. Yes, I'm in the shadow of death. And so I don't know how long I'm going to be here, so I might as well make myself comfortable. You got the TV set up, and you got the clicker, and you got your couch. You're there. But you don't have to stay there. You're saying, God, get me out of this valley. I command it in the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. This is my time. This is my day. I'm healed, saved, delivered by the mighty, awesome power of God. You cannot keep me here in this valley of the shadow of death. I'm leaving. I'm gone. I'm out of here in Jesus' mighty name. So you got to take authority over that thing. Because if you don't, it will envelop you. It'll wrap its ugly arms around you to where you can't even breathe and take a deep breath. You can't, because it has swallowed you up. And so you need to say, I rebuke you, devil. You cannot keep me here. This is not my address. I'm passing through. I'm getting away from it. I'm going to a better day. And that's what you have to believe, not just say. And then he talks about a rod and a staff. Well, as you know, back in the day, all good shepherds had that. They had the staff. And it was a pretty hefty piece of wood. Some people would think about a staff as, you know, kind of round, but not too big. No, it was big. And it was tall because there's a shepherd's crook at the top of it, kind of a semicircle, where you could jerk and pull on the little sheepses that were going in the wrong direction. And you could use the blunt part of it and poke them to get them to go in the right direction. Or you could use it as a weapon against the enemy and beat things off. They're trying to get after the flock. And so that's why we hear about the Good Shepherd. We see him with a staff. And we think about the pastors that have, you know, the shepherd's crook and how valuable that is. It's not just to lean on because you're tired. Did you hear that? It's not just to lean on because you're pooped and you're tired and you said, oh, man, I'm tired of these sheep. No, you use that as a weapon to protect the sheep from the one that is evil. And you beat them off. You beat off those things that are bad, and you lead them, you guide them, you show them where the food is, where the water is, and then when they get wounded, you bring healing to them. That's what God has called us all to do as the body of Christ. And so we do not have to experience this fear. Fear can have no part of you. How do you do that? By walk in faith. One day at a time. Thanks for being with me today.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.